story. We can have something there about Pia. Pio is young, and he, you know, he realizes again when he's older that he can better relate to the Asian, how to say, the ways of those third world, as Westerners call it, ways of doing things, because they are down on the ground, more reality, because they had to learn to struggle and survive on the, you know, the earth, growing things and saving, and no room for extravaganza. But in the country that he grew up in, Pio, and I'm speaking for myself because I had the fortune to be quite, to spend some time both in India and China with the ordinary people there, and to see this. And the interesting thing is that our Pio, when I was a teenager, could feel that attraction already back then. And could never really stand the way of the Western countries, where you do just what you're supposed to do, and everyone else does. We always did that. Everything is fine. And it's always going to be fine. Don't try to be different. Don't try to invent your own ways. This is just not the way we do it. You have to learn that. It's the voice of his mother, teachers, maybe, and so on. So he went through this in his youth, from his teenage, when he started waking up, so to speak. And he's going through it now at older age. But now we can see how the illusion, which it is really, in these mongrel spoiled people in these wealthy countries that have been so for so long now, but it's built on many unsustainable parameters, so to speak. It's about to crumble. And when it does, well, people are becoming more normal again. It's not necessarily bad, although it may be taken like that from them. They're running like panicked chicken around. Until, you know, you gather yourself and you start growing your potatoes and fixing things to survive. I still need to go through the struggle to drive a car and modify the engine to run on biogas and set up a biogas production next to your sewage plant. These kind of things I already mentioned.